This is Lady Mary Tudor, not the Mary Tudor from the 16th century, but a Mary Tudor from the 17th century. She was born on the 16th of October 1673, and she was the illegitimate daughter of King Charles II and his mistress, Moll Davis, who was an actress. Even though Mary was the illegitimate daughter of a king, so little is known about her. From an early age, of course, she was surrounded by high society, she grew up in luxury, and it's also said that she kind of followed in her mother's footsteps in the form of acting. Acting and court dramas were a very popular pastime during this era, and here we actually see her in a mask costume, so this is a form of fancy dress. She was often at her father's court from a very young age, taking part in various plays. Unlike many of her half-siblings born to Charles's other mistresses, she was not given the surname Fitzroy. But that did not mean that Charles did not recognise her as his own. In fact, when she was just 7 years old, he gave her the surname Tudor. And of course, that was a nod to the Tudor dynasty, a royal surname. At the same time, she was given the status as the daughter of an earl. But then only a few years later, her status was risen again, and she was given the status of a daughter of a duke. And she was also given a lot of money. She was given an annuity of £1,500, which in today's money is about, or nearly £300,000 per year. So she was a catch. She was wealthy in her own right. When she was only 14 years old, she was married off. She was married to a man who was 32 years old, this man here. He was called Edward Radcliffe, and he was to be the Earl of Derwentwater. This age gap is insane, but if you look at some of her half-sisters who I've done videos about, they were also all married off very, very young, some as young as 12. Despite her very young age, the two did live as man and wife, and she gave birth to her first child only 2 years later. And they were to have 4 children in total. Although they had 4 children, I don't think this marriage was especially happy. And indeed, in 1700, the couple formally separated, and it's suspected that she was actually involved with another man at this time, and he was likely involved with other women. However, in 1705, the Earl died, and so Mary was free to marry again. She actually married only a few months later, which was something quite scandalous at the time, and she married the heir to this estate, the Levens Hall estate in Cumbria. However, they were only to enjoy 2 years of happiness because he then died. We don't know the cause of his death. And within a few months of that death, she married again. She married a third time, and we know even less about the third husband. But what we do know is that he was called Major James Rooke. From Mary's first marriage to the Earl of Derwentwater, she produced 2 sons. Both of these sons were Jacobites. So they were supporters of their uncle, the exiled James II of England. They both believed that their uncle should be put on the throne, and so they were very active in supporting his cause, and they were involved in the 1715 rebellion against George I of England. When the Jacobite army was defeated, both of these brothers were considered to be traitors. Both brothers were arrested, they were convicted of treason and sentenced to death. Of course, this was an absolutely distressing time for their mother, who campaigned to get them released and campaigned to have their lives saved. Unfortunately, these pleas fell on deaf ears, and the first son, so that was James, who was now the Earl of Derwentwater, he was executed by beheading on Tower Hill. Somewhat remarkably, however, this brother, so the younger son of Mary, called Charles, he managed to escape prison. And then he was basically on the run for the rest of his life until he was captured in 1745. Using his 1716 conviction, he also was executed by beheading. So that was the 2 sons born to Mary executed. By this point, however, by the time that her second son was also executed, Mary herself had died. At the time of her death, when she was aged just 53, she was living in Paris. She died in 1726.